Welcome to Season 4 of E-Commerce Fastlane. This podcast helps resilient entrepreneurs thrive with Shopify. And now, on to episode 213.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company. Powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by FastSimon, a leader in AI-powered shopping optimization for Shopify merchants. You can now engage your customers, boost your sales, and uplift your average order value with advanced search, personalization, merchandising, and discovery functionalities. As a Shopify merchant, you need the best-of-breed apps to differentiate and thrive in today's e-commerce landscape. FastSimon has designed its platform with scalable infrastructure and customization in mind. Their new React UI component library simplifies the integration of AI shopping optimization with headless commerce and custom Shopify e-commerce storefronts. The new library can allow you to increase conversions through speed and AI of its shopping optimization platform, including merchandising, smart collections, search, personalization, visual discovery, cross-selling, upselling, and you name it, all with a few lines of code. As a Shopify merchant, FastSimon understands your needs and offers multiple store views within the same dashboard. Copy settings between stores, manage production, staging, and development stores, role-based access controls, and most importantly, they have 24/7 world-class support. Now, FastSimon has powerful features tailored to the needs of Shopify brands. You can now address your audience's buying intent across different points in the customer journey. Whether your shoppers are browsing or if they have a clear intent to buy, get the tools to move your first-time visitors towards making a purchase by offering a unique buying experience through personalization and visual discovery. FastSimon has also partnered up with Shopify's point-of-sale system, which is actually fantastic for those retailers listening today with an online store and traditional brick-and-mortar locations or even a pop-up shop. They also play nice in the ecosystem partners like Klaviyo, Yotpo, Stamped, Facebook, Instagram, so much more. You can even pull unlimited data from about anything in your online store and utilize it in your marketing tech stack. The more data you integrate, the more audience insights and personalization possibilities that you'll discover. Thousands of e-commerce merchants and agencies trust FastSimon as they are a member of the Shopify Plus Certified App Program. You'll get great results, maximum flexibility, and unrivaled time to market. And right now, FastSimon is offering a 14-day free trial for all my listeners. This also includes 30% off for the first 3 months. So check out their website at fastsimon.com. And to take advantage of my listener-only discount and free trial, head on over to ecommercefastlane.com/FastSimon. This is the only app you will need for all of your shopping optimization needs. So go check them out, fastsimon.com. Well, hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, if you're an ambitious, lifelong learner, which you probably are since you're here today, you're definitely in the right place. Now, new episodes are available twice weekly with your favorite podcast players like Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and many more. You can also stream current episodes, including a very relevant back catalog. I think we're up to 220-some episodes. There's a lot of great partners in the Shopify ecosystem. Definitely the one we're talking about today is very unique. I'm really excited to dig into this episode today, but there's a ton of partners. So go check out ecommercefastlane.com. See some of the problems that these partners are solving for Shopify brands. But today, let's dig in a bit about this CEO, and his name is Richard Harris, and he's the founder, I call him maybe a co-founder, of Black Crow AI. It's blackcrow.ai. And what they are is a machine learning company, and they help Shopify merchants to turbocharge their acquisition marketing and help reduce their cost per acquisition. I'm very confident that today's recording, because I've already had a demo and I have a few merchants that are testing this solution on right now. This is very, very new. This is very exciting. But one thing about this solution, it's going to blow your mind on what is possible to acquire new customers through Facebook and other social channels. I understand there's even an alpha available in other channels, but at a significantly lower price. And I think that's super important. So hi, Richard. Welcome to E-commerce Fastlane.
Hey there. Great to be with you today. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. And thanks for hustling. We're doing a Saturday recording today just because, you know what? We just got to make it work. Everybody's busy right now. But, you know, the whole idea is that where there's talent and where there's great software out there to help Shopify brands, we just want to, you know, sync our calendars the best we can. And I just appreciate you being here today. So lots of people are listening right now. And let's talk on a high level first about Black Crow AI. Specifically, kind of what are you doing and what sort of problems are you solving for Shopify brands?
Sure. So Black Crow AI is machine learning as a service for Shopify merchants. And we'll get into a little more detail. But the first problem that we're solving with machine learning is the one that we see all the time. So we believe that paid marketing channels are draining a lot of unnecessary dollars from the Shopify merchant ecosystem. And we want to change that. So breaking it down, what does machine learning as a service mean? Well, it means that the Fortune 500 today are very effective at using machine learning, and we're delivering the same kinds of machine learned predictions that the Fortune 500 use, but we've made it fast, easy, and affordable for brands of any size. And the core thing that Black Crow does is we predict the future value of every user visiting your brand's site in real time, as they shop, using only your merchants, your first party data. And then we turn those predictions into actionable audiences. So I'm sure the question coming to folks' mind will be, well, wait, why do Shopify merchants need machine learning predictions? And I'll just sort of give you, we can dive in as deep as we want, but I'll give you a bit of a flavor of it. So imagine being able to know how likely each and every site visitor is to buy 20 milliseconds after any action they take inside of your store. So it's literally, we are predicting how likely each individual user is to buy. We do that in real time as they're shopping. And now imagine if you could activate those future value predictions as you're doing paid acquisition on Facebook or Google or TikTok or Snap. And really, by having those predictions available to you as you're buying, you can radically improve your acquisition marketing performance. And I think one thing we're seeing is, you know, many, many Shopify brands have grown up building their business and their brand on Facebook and Instagram. And iOS 14.5 Plus has just sort of thrown a grenade into that playbook. I'm sure many of your listeners yes. have seen that. But the thing is, when you know the future value of 100% of your visitors, you can make much, much more effective decisions about buying. And it's using only your first party data. So just using that data to create these predictive audiences means you can drive, you know, 25 to 50% more new customers, all at a better CPA.
I definitely want to unpack that because you're right. That's exactly what I hear from the brands that I manage to, where, you know, return on ad spend is not as good as it typically is. And the cost per acquisition is, especially based on the market we're in right now, just finished BFCM. We're still in the holiday times right now. And I know there's supply chain challenges, but there's still overall, there's a lot of people still selling online. And, when, you know, where there's competition, there's business. And then obviously with Facebook, where a lot of people are buying, and it's insane the costs that are going up now. And a lot of times you wonder, yeah, great, tons of sales, but your profitability, is it a profitable? I have one brand that did almost $10 million over the BFCM time. And, you know, you wonder, is that a profitable, even though they sold so much product, but their acquisition costs were so high. So it's so interesting. So I want to dig into that in a few minutes, but let's just talk about the origin story first, because I think it's kind of nice to set the stage a little bit about like who you are and the founding team and things like that. It's so interesting to me, like how all the pieces come together with a SaaS company, in your case, machine learning and artificial intelligence. So let's talk about the founding team. Let's talk about maybe where did the desire and the expertise come from to even want to create this platform?
I mean, I've been working in e-commerce for almost 20 years. So really, since this is my third startup. And, you know, as I sort of went through my career, I sort of built this real understanding about how e-commerce was working. And particularly over the last decade, I've been kind of working at the intersection of machine learning and commerce, but really doing it at the Fortune 500 level. And, you know, what you see there is machine learning, and it's really predictions, unless you're doing self-driving cars or robots or computer vision, machine learning and AI, even though there's so much hype about it, too much hype about it, it's really about predictions in most cases. And there, you know, at the power that ML predictions are, and really it's just making sense of all the data that an enterprise generates or that an enterprise's users generate. With predictions, it enables businesses to get a handle on their key KPIs and how they're going to move in the future. But it's been a very complex and very tech-heavy, data-heavy, engineering-heavy endeavor. And because of that reason, it's quite expensive and it has a high fail rate. And it's really been the preserve of Fortune 500 businesses. And in fact, that's what I was doing. I was doing this sort of machine learning for very large global enterprises. So it's very much for the big guys. And I think when I stepped away from that world, I really thought about, hey, how can we democratize machine learning and make it more accessible for all businesses? Because I and my team, we just don't think that the power of machine learning should only be accessible to the big guys. And that's really why we started Black Crow. And so we set out with the mission of, we want to deliver that same power to brands of any size so they can access the same value as the Fortune 500. And we do it for less than the cost, and usually substantially less than the cost of one data scientist annually.
So you've been involved with this industry for quite a while. And then as far as the rest of the founding team, how do they fit in? Because usually you always see a founding team where they're complementary sets of knowledge and they kind of work together. And so I'm just curious about the other partners in the organization.
Sure. So I have a co-founder who is a sort of data science expert. So he's been working at the sort of product and data eng for quite some time. Our head of engineering and our head architect are sort of have been in this world of data engineering architecture and real-time data processing also for about the last decade. Another co-founder who is just a classic sort of business operator par excellence. And when we got the company going, we sort of assembled a team of a lot of folks that we knew. Obviously, we were hiring folks we haven't worked with before now, but we sort of handpicked all of the folks that we had worked with in the past that we knew could just create a rockstar team. But a lot of heavy expertise. The world of real-time machine learning is relatively new. It's not a widely solved problem. We cracked, you know, a particular problem of how to take the power of machine learning and do it in real time as a service that's scalable and replicable. And that was a major, you know, engineering challenge. But we really wanted to keep it simple and powerful. So we weren't aiming to create a developer tool or something that a brand would need, you know, engineers or data scientists to take advantage of. We wanted it to work out of the box, and, you know, we wanted to make a pain-free installation. And then we were able to just point that a sort of very easy application of ML at one of the biggest challenges that Shopify merchants face, which is, you know, ROAS, as we were talking about.
Right. And so let's dig into the platform specifically. Like, I love to get under the hood sometimes of these different tools and things. And so let's talk specifically how you're helping merchants. I mean, you're mentioning that, you know, with your machine learning, you're understanding the visitors, the first party data. There's lots of like a lot of buzzwords going on here that I know is important, but we want to know specifically, you know, like how are you helping Shopify merchants with their acquisition strategy? If you're understanding people coming to the website and their journey through the website, you know, they're already on the site already. And you're not a personalization engine, so you're not offering a personalization type solution. You're offering an acquisition solution from Facebook, ideally back to Shopify. So I'm just curious on how you're understanding, I guess, the site visitor, but then how does it relate to what's going on Facebook and how you're able to acquire new customers?
Sure. So let's take it from the very top. And, you know, if you're a Shopify merchant out there, the way it works is, you know, through our Shopify app, which we can point you to a little later on, you literally, you know, download the Shopify app. That's all you need to do. It's one click. And then our machine starts ingesting data. It starts listening to your user's behavior. And it's, again, only your first party data that brands already own. And it starts picking up the patterns of what is predictive of someone who is likely to buy, repeat buy, subscribe and save. And essentially the machine is just learning about your brand in particular and the way that users interact with your brand to sort of understand and be able to predict. And at the very simplest level, you know, how does that all relate? And we can dive in a little bit deeper into the actual machine learning and how it works, but how does machine learning help with, say, iOS or performance marketing? And there's many things you can do. We are just sort of this API feed of predictions along with productized bundles. So we'll help you make sure you realize the value. But stepping back, you know, iOS is created sort of a real crap storm, which I'm sure many Shopify merchants have seen.
Yeah.
And, you know, performance has declined, and at the same time, somehow CPCs are going up, and it's just harder and harder for brands to scale their spend, or if they do, then they see these dramatic declines in ROI. And for many brands, you know, it just feels like they've lost control of their own growth to the mega platforms, to Apple and Facebook and Google. And so we've been using machine learning with hundreds of DTC brands and Shopify merchants. And essentially what we're doing is we're combining machine learning with this massive asset that Shopify merchants already own, which is their first party data. And what I mean by that is it's just the data you own. You're not buying data. You're not selling data. It's just your understanding of your own users by virtue of the fact that they show up to your website.
I see. So it sounds like Black Crow then does have a lot of their own data that based on the app being installed, it's almost like a cross-reference or a union of, well, what is Black Crow seeing as the journey of the known or the unknown customer on the website? And then as it relates to actual, you know, first party like order data and details inside Shopify, it sounds like there's a union of these two. And then with that union, are we then trying to locate lookalike audiences, or is there retargeting audiences that happen because of the union or that machine learning of that data?
Yeah. So just one thing I'll make perfectly clear is no data gets shared sort of between merchants, you know, anywhere on the platform. So we're really just a data processor. So once you download our app, our machine is just looking exclusively at that merchant's own data. And it's building a custom model unique for that brand, for that merchant. And so it's really just using all of the data that the brand owns, all of their first party data. We process it, turn it into a prediction, and then we pass it back to the brand. Like we literally push it right back to the page. And that prediction is another unit of your brand's first party data. And so that's really sort of what's happening. It's sort of almost like a siloed, very much a brand specific model that we build, a brand specific solution. And the core thing we're doing, like if you take the simplest truth, step back, you know, for a second as a owner of a brand, and you know intuitively that not all of your site visitors will be worth the same to you in the future, right? Some are just very unlikely to buy, you know, less than 1% likely to buy. Others are very likely to buy, maybe 50%. And I think, you know, brand owners know that intuitively. But historically, it's just been impossible to know who is who in advance. And so as a marketer, you had to think of your visitors on average and spend your marketing dollars on average too, as though every visitor was worth about the same. You just didn't have the data to know who was who. But machine learning has changed that, right? Machine learned predictions mean that you can know in advance. And then, of course, you can allocate your marketing dollars accordingly. So, you know, especially over the last 6-9 months, we've seen the urgency and importance here has skyrocketed. Because it's just, you know, for most brands, it's just not an option to keep their marketing on autopilot or to not leverage their first party data. And so really what we're doing, once those predictions are there, we're predicting the future value of users. We create an audience and then we push that prediction, that predictive audience right into Facebook or Google or TikTok or Snapchat, wherever the brand is marketing. And now they can refer to that prediction either for retargeting when it's that specific user that they're seeing again in Instagram or wherever, or to create lookalike audiences that will increase the scale of their lookalikes. Meaning now you can say target the top 30% of your total site visitors based on their predicted future value versus just uploading a list of all your past purchasers.
Yeah. And that was part of the demo that I ran a couple weeks ago. And it was so interesting where marketers that are used to being inside the Facebook Ads Manager and doing work there, essentially after, I believe it's a few weeks of kind of ingesting and understanding the first party data and then giving these recommendations. And I see there's three different recommendations, both for the retargeting side and then the acquisition side. And usually there's separate campaigns that are running kind of independently. So I definitely want to dig into that in a few minutes. But You did mention a little bit about iOS 14. I know it's definitely on people's mind. It's definitely, you know, opens are dead and all these, you know, having to opt in to be tracked and all that. And it's default to not being tracked. And there's a lot of interesting things going on right now. And you just question how brands are kind of navigating around it. And a lot of times ROAS is just kind of a big number, total spend and total conversions. And they just kind of have a blended ROAS and you have to kind of re-navigate things. And it's a little bit muddy right now. So I just would love to understand a little bit about like how you think about this iOS 14 upgrade. I know it's definitely disrupted a lot of brands from what I see in their marketing strategy, but you know, you're mentioning a little bit about machine learning capabilities of Black Crow. Like, do you honestly believe that machine learning is really going to help overcome some of these challenges that iOS 14 and now we're in iOS 15 now?
Yeah. So first of all, Steve, you're totally right that it really has been disruptive. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my top level thoughts, you know, really this is a war between Apple and Facebook and Google to some extent over who owns data, right? And so even though Apple is telling us this is all about our privacy, this is really about them putting up a fence around you, the Apple user, so that they are privileged in terms of knowing everything about you so they can market to you and sell to you and be the gateway for advertisers and others to have access to that data. So from my point of view, it's pretty cynical. But, you know, what it's meant, though, is it's had a real impact on brands, right? Especially, as I mentioned, brands who sort of grew up building a brand and driving transactions through Facebook, Instagram, other social channels. And there's sort of two things that have happened. On the remarketing or retargeting side, which is a big part of many brand strategies, the audiences, meaning the number of people who have visited your site and that you now see when they show up on Instagram, that has shrank just because it's harder and harder to track folks because of the opt-ins that you mentioned. So that's one thing. So retargeting has just, the opportunity has shrank. And then in prospecting, it's a similar thing where in the past, there would be big sort of, you know, lookalike audiences that people would use. And now again, it's harder when you talk about something like your past purchasers, which is normally how people would prospect based on their past purchasers. It's just gotten a little more fuzzy in terms of how the data that defines your past purchasers can transition into, say, Facebook, et cetera. And so we're taking a very new approach, which is rather than just uploading a file of your past purchasers, we're predicting the future value of your users. And we're saying, even for users who haven't bought yet, you know that they're very likely to buy. So Google or Facebook, go find me more people that look like these people that will buy in the future. And so if your conversion rate is sort of, you know, 5% or 6%, your lookalike audience in the past, if you're using just past purchasers, would only be about 5 or 6% of all your visitors. Now, because you know, say, the top 30% of your users in terms of their likelihood to buy, you can radically expand the size of your prospecting audiences.
Right. So I think now's a good time to get under the hood. Let's get even deeper about specifically about how this platform works. I believe that, you know, there's a lot of channels out there, a lot of brands. They just honestly, they know they have a great product. They feel confident that they have some great creative. They feel that, you know, their customer service is dialed in, their customer experience. They have a lot of the pieces of the puzzle in there. The challenge is there's lots of competition out there. And so they're trying to differentiate themselves. But then, you know, they're trying to drive more net new visitors to their website. So I'd like to specifically understand about why Black Crow has been so successful in having a lower CPA and how you're able to, in some cases, like I'm seeing, I mean, anecdotally a little bit, but 50% more customers at the same ad spend. So it's so interesting to me. So maybe you can kind of share with our listeners today specifically how this is all happening.
Sure. So, you know, one of our multi-channel brands used a great analogy, right? Now, in their offline, and this is sort of a bit about how machine learning works, and then we can talk about specifically, okay, how does that help paid acquisition? But in this multi-channel brand, in their offline store locations, meaning their brick and mortar store locations, they always had one or two salespeople who just got it, right? When multiple customers were in the store, these salespeople could pick up on those subtle signals of who is likely to buy and buy a lot. And then, of course, they would invest time and attention on those people. They knew there were no average shoppers. And that intuition and ability to act on it made them consistent top performers. And machine learning is very similar to that top salesperson's brain, right? The machine is processing all of these subtle signals that indicate very different future behaviors and value. And that's really all machine learning is, making sense of vast quantities of data very quickly. So in the machine version of that intuitive salesperson, we're also picking up, and that's what Black Crow is, we're also picking up on all of those subtle signals, right? All of those first party data points that brands own, how their users behave in session, how deeply they scroll, how fast they're moving, how detailed their search is, how often they come back, what products they look at. Our machine learning ingests all of that. You know, it's more than 400 signals for each brand. And then the machine, as it's watching these signals, it starts learning very quickly which signals, unique to a specific merchant's brand, predict purchase or repeat purchase or subscription. And after about 2 weeks, the machine very accurately predicts how likely someone is to buy, literally 20 milliseconds after they do anything. The prediction for a particular user gets refreshed literally after any action they take. And the machine also wakes up for each brand that we work with. The machine wakes up in the middle of the night and literally rebuilds the whole predictive model based on the previous day's data. So it's very fresh all the time. And then based on those predictions, it ranks the users into audiences, which you can use to make better paid marketing decisions. And if you just imagine, so, you know, in general, even if you think about, say, three buckets, right, like your low likelihood to convert, medium, and high likelihood to convert or buy, just knowing those things in advance and then thinking about your, say, retargeting spend, right now, without predictions, most brands are sort of bidding on, if they see them again in Instagram or Facebook or wherever, they'll bid on all their past purchasers. And they'll do that, you know, they'll bid at the same CPC for all of their past visitors, and they'll spend equally on every sort of cohort of traffic. But now think about a world where you know the future value of users before they buy. If you have a limited amount of spend for, say, retargeting, you can now focus that spend just on those cohorts who are very likely to buy in the future, on, say, that high cohort. And all of a sudden, you'll see that your ROAS goes way up. A lot more transactions are coming from your spend. And then you may choose to eventually, many of our partners do this, say the low bucket, the people who are very unlikely to buy in the future. Mm-hmm. The question is, wait, why am I spending on them at all?
Yeah, no,
and
exactly.
And so you now have the power to turn that spend off or to at least rationalize what you're bidding and spending for users that are just very unlikely to buy. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, definitely. I love the real-time predictive scores that we're talking about here, because I think it's interesting to me, because when you're talking about like ingesting this first-party data, it's owned by the brand. You know, some of the things that I have here on the screen, because I've had the demo, so I have first-party knowledge of this tool. You know, I think of things like the behavior of the site visitor. I think about their past activities and the dates and times and keywords and the intent and their purchase history and the traffic sources of this particular person. I just love the fact that you're able to see, you know, product details, like is there high margin, are you using complementary SKUs? And I love the predictive part of it, because what's interesting is that of the demos that I have run, when you see the low, medium, and high propensity to purchase, I've seen a lot of very interesting results coming out of the two different campaigns. One was a remarketing campaign. So a lot of people have just remarketing campaigns of all of the traffic that has come to their site. They don't segment it out. They just kind of run it as is, as a remarketing campaign, and they change their ad creative, you know, over time after, you know, it just gets a little bit stale or whatever is happening. And so they change just that. So they have one kind of generic, you have been to our website? Great. I'm going to remarket you until you make a purchase. And then you come off that list. That's a starting point and somewhat effective. But what you're doing is I now see Black Crow remarketing high, medium, and low propensity. You've actually put them into separate buckets. And now I'm seeing, instead of remarketing all of the website visitors over a certain time in a dynamic kind of a connection to Facebook, now you're breaking it up into three different campaigns, still calling it the remarketing campaign, but now there's Black Crow high, medium, and low as part of your test. And it's very clear that the high has the best return on ad spend. Like, it's just, it's incredible what, you know, what I'm seeing here. And prospecting is the same way. How do we find more high value customers like the ones we already have? And you have a low, medium, and high again in your prospecting campaigns, these lookalike audiences. So it's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm glad you see that. And it's, that's really it. It's, we're trying to make something that is quite complex, like the engineering behind it, very simple, and very simple so that it's usable right away by brands of any size. And that's exactly right. You know, just bucketing those users into low, medium, high by their future value, by their propensity to buy or repeat buy. That is such a powerful tool, because all of a sudden you're just de-averaging your traffic based on their value to you as a brand. And that de-averaging means you can do so many things more efficiently. So when we build these audiences or cohorts, the low, medium, high, we push them right into your Facebook ad manager or to Google or whatever you're using. And so you just see those audiences just appear in your Facebook dashboard, and you can now take all the actions you would take in a normal campaign, but differentiate them based on the value of these different audiences. And, you know, for the most part, a high audience, as predicted by Black Crow, versus a low audience, the high audience will have, you know, more than 10 times more transactions coming from a similar sized population. The conversion rate will be 12x. And we can get the CPA much lower. So often you can cut the CPA in half. And it seems counterintuitive because people have so much trouble scaling now. But once you're de-averaging your visitors based on their value, so much more is possible. And we make it very easy for you. So I know this is a bit abstract without visuals, but folks should know that we have a team that guides brands through this, handholds sort of all the way through the trial process to make sure that you're seeing the value. And we've got, you know, playbooks and everything set up to make this simple.
One thing that I want to make sure that those listening today, the fact that you're still working in the Facebook Ads Manager, because there are other tools that you work in the third-party tool. So they basically have an API connection to Facebook, but their machine learning or whatever sort of a manipulation that they're doing, a lot of other different kind of SaaS tools kind of in the acquisition and retargeting space, you're working from within that tool itself physically, which this is different, significantly different. You still get to play in the Facebook Ads Manager, but you have a low, medium, and high either in the prospecting or in the retargeting campaigns. And so I think just want to make sure that people are understand that it's clear this is not some separate tool that has that some kind of a black box.
No,
you're still
not at
working.
All.
You're still working in Facebook. So which I
absolutely
love.
Yeah. And as I mentioned, you know, and to be honest, we can talk more about this later. But what we're providing to the brand is just this stream of real-time predictions, which we push. And then we activate it for them. We make the audiences in Facebook or help their internal teams make them. And then we guide them through the process to make sure they realize value. But it's really, we're just pushing these predictions back to the brand. As I mentioned, they are another piece of first-party data, and they own it. These predictions are not locked inside of some tool or locked inside of some big platform. It's data that belongs to the merchant, and they can use it how they see fit. And there's many, many more use cases beyond paid acquisition marketing that will come soon. We can talk through those later. But this is just, once you're de-averaging, once you're understanding these different values of your users, if you just think about the question, you know, if I know that there's a high cohort of my users that are going to convert at about 50% and a low cohort that are going to convert at 0.05%, and then you just ask yourself the question, like, okay, I know this in advance now. What do I want to do differently? Well, there's a very long list of things you want to do differently with those two different cohorts, and brands can do that.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the sweet spot of, you know, Black Crow, because I think there's very diverse range of entrepreneurs are listening. You know, there's some early stage people, you know, some people in the mid-market, there's a lot of enterprise kind of Shopify plus brands that are listening today. And so I just was curious about like where your tool really shines, you know, is it early stage, mid-market? I just would love to know maybe a GMV range, just so we can kind of make sure that the people listening today and saying, yeah, I'm in that range and this is the challenge that I'm having. Just would love to know where you believe the perfect kind of starting point is for a merchant.
Sure. You know, I'd say our sweet spot and where many of our customers are sort of Shopify plus, you know, 2 million or more in GMV, though we do have a lot who aren't Shopify plus as well. And I think there's a couple metrics, you know, one is from a data perspective, what the machine needs to be able to build a very accurate predictive model. And then there's also, can we generate enough value for you? So on the what the machine needs to be able to predict, we need at least, you know, 100,000 or so page views per month. And that's literally so that the machine has enough observations of people's behavior, all those sort of data points and signals that we talked about earlier, and how they interact with purchases. So if you have 100,000 page views per month or more, we'll be fine. We can build you a highly accurate model. And as long as you're spending, you know, $5,000 a month, say, in retargeting on Facebook, or $300,000 annually in Facebook, then we know we can drive a ton of value and we'll be able to sort of cover our compute costs, because it's very compute intensive what we do. So I think if you're in that zone, you'll see a very, you know, hefty ROI on the software just from using it in Facebook. And then further channels we activate are just gravy for merchants.
I see. So what sort of results, you know, I was mentioning about the retargeting side or the prospecting side, do you have any kind of general kind of numbers of increase that brands could somewhat expect if they make the Black Crow, you know, tool choice?
Sure. So there's sort of two ways that we want to help brands. One is by making their acquisition marketing more efficient, essentially reducing their CPA. And then the other is helping them expand, helping them grow their business by finding new audiences to prospect. So obviously in retargeting, meaning when you're advertising or messaging with people who have already visited your site, there we can reduce CPA by 25%, sometimes more. And that's really just a function, as we were talking about earlier, Steve, focusing on messaging and advertising to users who have high future value, who are very likely to buy in the future, and reducing spend on those that just aren't worth it. So yeah, again, about a 25% reduction in CPA by focusing on those high value visitors. And then on the scaling side, on prospecting, in general, we see we can increase by about 35% or so the audience size to prospect at the same or lower CPA. And what we're doing there is really just we're creating a bigger pool of lookalike audiences, because instead of just creating a lookalike from a seed file of past purchasers, we're creating a lookalike audience from a seed file that is all of your high future value users. So it's a lot more data to create your lookalike audiences.
Yeah, that's compelling. So that's good. 25%-ish for retargeting reduction in CPA, and then 35%-ish in prospecting audiences. So that's pretty impressive. So we're going to talk about some trials at the end, because I believe those listening today, if you're in that sweet spot of, you know, you're spending, you know, at least $5,000 a month in retargeting, and, you know, maybe $300,000 or so overall as a starting point for Facebook, then I think it's a really good starting point to think about how can I be more efficient with that spend. And it sounds like Black Crow is the opportunity to really help. So let's talk about other solutions, because, you know, I believe that where there is competition, there's business. And I know if you, you know, search maybe Shopify's app store or search on Google, I'm sure there's other notable peers, some I've even had in this podcast, that potentially are trying to build machine learning or AI models and trying to help people with improving efficiencies for driving more net new visitors. And, you know, there's lots of different tools and things. I mean, MarTech in general is a pretty big space. So I just would love to understand a little bit more about how Black Crow is been intentional to differentiate maybe from others in the Shopify ecosystem.
Sure. Yeah. And I think, you know, certainly there's a lot of activity in the marketing or marketing technology space. And, you know, a quick search in the App Store will reveal that. You'll get hundreds of applications and pages of people out there. And I think, you know, especially because of so much turbulence in the landscape, ROAS is just top of mind for many merchants. But, you know, the activities or the kinds of applications or businesses that are in the Shopify ecosystem, you know, that can range from, you know, literally marketing agencies who are working with merchants to develop search and social campaigns, to analytics companies who are presenting dashboards about outcomes in your business, to other marketing companies like Klaviyo or Attentive that use email or SMS as marketing tools. And again, for all those different categories I just mentioned, we work right alongside them. So we don't compete with anyone that I know of. We like to work alongside those tools and just make them better. Because, you know, as we've been talking about, if you just think for a moment, if you knew the future value of all of your users, if you knew how likely they were all going to buy once they visited your site, there would be a lot of things that you want to do differently. And that might include, you know, the way you text message people. Obviously, as we've discussed, the way you advertise to people. It could be the way you email them. It could be what your site experience is like or what your customer service experience is like. You may want to differentiate all of those things based on this knowledge that you now have, which is how likely are they to buy? And so we work alongside all of these tools and all of these agencies because the predictions we pass back are first party data. They just flow seamlessly into all these tools. And we love to partner with marketing agencies, advertising agencies, and social search so that they can help structure and run a merchant's campaign to reflect this predictive knowledge that we now have.
So it's interesting when you mentioned about Attentive and Klaviyo. I mean, these are big Shopify Plus technology partners, Yotpo, and there's lots out there that are just doing phenomenal, great work for brands. I'm thinking right now about SMS, just how engaged that is right now. I have quite a few brands that have just been wildly successful with campaign building through SMS, getting these opt-ins, and email is still, you know, owning your list is still another great tactic you just have to have. Personalization is another thing. It's so interesting. I can see the future almost. I don't have a crystal ball or magic wand, but I can see the future of kind of where Black Crow is headed. I'm sure we'll talk about it near the end of the show today, but it's interesting of being able to have your predictive search abilities and then how it, right now it's currently going out to the social channels, being the Facebooks and Googles of the world.
And search.
And it's interesting now that there's opportunities for potentially in the near future for brands to be able to connect to and use this predictive intelligence that you're able to get from the first party data to then how can we create email campaigns or how can we do SMS campaigns based on this data or how can we personalize the site visitor through a personalization tool. Sometimes personalization engines, you know, we're talking like merchandising type search and merchandising tools, they have their own predictive kind of things that they're doing, widgets and recommendation engines and things. But imagine partnering up with other people in the Shopify ecosystem and using the data that you have found to be successful, number one, for retargeting and the prospecting audiences. So that's clearly working. It would seem to me that it would also work in the SMS, email, and on-page personalization side.
And you've basically described our strategy, right? Our vision. So the core thing we do, right, is these real-time predictions. It's a tough technical problem. We've cracked it. We've made it cheap and fast. But really, if you think about it, we're just this pipe of predictions where we're enabling merchants to see the future. And so our vision is quite large. We want to be sort of the AI brain that helps Shopify merchants grow more quickly and run their businesses more efficiently and at lower cost. Because if you go back to, you know, what we were talking about earlier, if you knew in advance how likely someone was to purchase, the things that you'd want to do differently, it's a pretty long list. And so if you think about the content of your email campaigns, like, do you want to be emailing the content through Klaviyo or whatever provider you use for a cohort that's going to convert at 60% versus a cohort that's going to convert at 0.05%? Is sending them exactly the same message? Is that the right strategy? Of course not. And intuitively, people know that, but it's never been possible to differentiate. And this is for 100% of your visitors we're providing these predictions. Same with SMS. If you're blasting out a promotion or an offer for Black Friday or for the holidays coming up, are you sure that exactly the same offer or discount should go out to 100% of visitors? And so we have brands right now that are experimenting, for example, with customers that are very likely to purchase. An offer or promotion that goes out is focused on increasing the basket size or increasing the average order value, right? And so that way, they're not providing a discount where someone doesn't need it to get them over the line, but they're providing a discount to incent the kind of behavior that's actually going to be accretive to that merchant. Whereas for others who, you know, are just very, very unlikely to purchase, maybe you want to experiment with a deeper offer to get them over that, you know, first hump of conversion. And so in all of these things, you know, we're seeing in the site experience, as you mentioned, you know, what does it look like? What's the sort order? What, you know, if you're a multi-product or multi-category store, which category, which product do you sort of put out there first for this user to see? All of those things can depend or can be optimized based on this predictive knowledge that you now have. And so that's very much, you know, you nailed it. That's where our vision is, and that's how we're going to be growing.
Beautiful. So as you probably know, I mean, there's, gosh, I don't know, 10,000 or more founders and a lot of marketing people like listen to this podcast each week. And I know they have a desire and they have a need to kind of, I don't know, have a pulse kind of on retail and direct to consumer. And they want to have the latest strategies. And, you know, a lot of topics come up about improving efficiencies or profitably growing revenue. And obviously retention marketing, there's lifetime customer value or lifetime loyalty. There definitely are evergreen themes that, you know, tend to come up a lot on the show, and certainly with the merchants that I manage. I just would love to hear from your vantage point. It could be a strategy or a tactic, but like, what sort of advice would you give to a Shopify brand today? So we've just finished BFCM. We still are, you know, in December right now of 2021. These brands are still eager to, you know, move the needle, so to speak. They want to kind of really enjoy the rest of the holiday season based on a stock and availability, whatever they have. Supply chain is another whole podcast we'll talk about another time. But, you know, people are still thinking about Q1 right now of 22. How do we maintain this BFCM momentum? And so I just was curious from your perspective, based on what you're seeing of the brands you're currently managing, what sort of advice you would give these new people today?
Yeah, and it's a great question. And I think at the macro theme level, I think it would be understand your users, meaning by virtue of existing as a brand and people showing up to your brand environment, you have access, you start to understand your users. And I would say use that first party data. You own it. It is literally gold. And it's the one thing you have that no one else has, which is that intimacy with your users and understanding them. And then in order to do that, I would say you deploying your first party data, it's not something you can do with a spreadsheet and a calculator. You know, it really is, especially yeah. if you're of a certain size, you do need the help of a machine. And I'd say those two things together, first party data and using machines to help you make sense of that data. And again, that's all AI is, making sense. And then I would say is it's taking that and then just de-average your thinking. And let me break down that concept, right? If you start with the most basic question, right? If you ask a brand what their conversion rate is, I'm sure you've done this many times, Steve. Most brands will have an answer for you, right? They'll tell you it's 6%. And that's average value thinking, right? It's everyone will have the same value in the future. Everyone buys 6% of the time. But when you really think about it, you know, there's a flaw in that thinking. Within that 6%, there are these multiple cohorts in your user base, in the merchant's website traffic, each of which have a different conversion rate. And with machine learning, you can sort of know that that is the case and you can de-average your thinking. And all of a sudden, it's almost like a prism that you can apply to anything, really any activity you're doing as a merchant. You can sort of take that white light, that average light, and turn it into multiple colors. If you picture that Pink Floyd album, that prism yes. of light coming yeah. in and then getting refracted and separated into its colors. And that's what we do over and over for brands. We tell them in real time how their users are different, especially in terms of their future value and how likely they are to buy. And I think, you know, just having those few buckets of de-averaging and then thinking about all the touch points you have with users, how can I do something that's just better than average, that's a little more efficient, a little more tailored? And that's a great place to start to really optimize your business.
I want to pivot a bit to a story because I think, you know, a lot of founders, entrepreneurs, a lot of marketers I mentioned are listening to this podcast and they love to be inspired. They typically take action on what they learn from this podcast. And so hopefully I don't put you on the spot here, but it'd be great if you could maybe share a journey of a Shopify brand, hopefully a plus brand that has made the decision to use Black Crow. I just would love to understand kind of where were they kind of pre-Black Crow? How do they find you? Because this podcast wasn't out. So they somehow found you, maybe doing your own prospecting or they did, who knows? They found you. I just would love to understand kind of like, why did they have the need potentially, whoever this person is? And then kind of what happened on the other side based on implementing the Black Crow software solution? So just hopefully I can share something of note that we can be inspired by today.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you a little bit about Barabee. I don't know if you know the brand.
They make blankets.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. Weight, yeah, yeah,
they
yeah.
They make weighted blankets. They're yeah, a Shopify yeah. Plus merchant, and they have these award-winning weighted blankets. They promote better sleep and relaxation. They're beautiful. They're made entirely from sustainable fibers. You know, they're great, by the way. I actually have one. And they have about, you know, a million or so page views per month. They spend a good amount of money in Facebook. And they're a high growth company, But they found us because, like so many merchants, they were seeing their ability to scale and especially scale their acquisition marketing was hitting a ceiling. And a lot of brands, we see this all the time, where brands literally cannot spend more in Facebook without a massive decline in their ROAS, meaning their CPA efficiency targets go out the window when they start spending more than their current level. And, you know, again, you know, we see this because CPCs are going up, ROI or ROAS going down, and a lot of brands just feel sort of stuck. The more they spend means the CPA gets too high and it just feels like there's no profitable options to scale. You know, and they're an extremely smart team at Barrabee. They develop some manual sort of rules-based approaches to optimize. But what many brands see is that these rules, they get stale. And then as you scale, they become very cumbersome to manage. And so it's just not an option. And so we spoke to them about this situation, which so many merchants face. And they installed Black Crow's Shopify app. It's literally one click. And then the machine starts learning. And 2 weeks later, we had this custom machine learning model for their site. And I think that was an aha moment for them when they literally saw the model output. And we sort of, once the model is built, there's a graphical output, which is a curve, which shows the conversion rate of different cohorts of your traffic. And it says, hey, here was Black Crow's prediction of this cohort's value. And then here was their actual conversion rate. You know, the first time a brand sees this data and they realize, oh my God, I can know this in advance. Like, it's like the lights come on, you know? And so they said, you know what, let's try it out. Let's push our predictive audiences into Facebook as custom audiences for retargeting at first. And they very quickly saw that the number of purchases coming from retargeting doubled. It was like literally 100% increase. And the ROAS, interestingly, at the same time that the purchases were scaling, their ROAS more than doubled by 120%, meaning their CPA went down even as their scale doubled. And so again, you know, as I mentioned earlier, we almost always start with Facebook because there's just often so much opportunity to get more efficient and it's where a lot of brands spend the most. But, you know, this worked so well for Barrabee in Facebook and Instagram that they're expanding the use of our predictions, our predictive audiences to Google, search and display, into Snapchat. And then we can talk about this more if you want to, but we have another product that's in alpha or beta called Promising User Analysis. And we see many brands, you know, that need to diversify away from Facebook. They're testing out new channels. And this is a way for brands to understand very quickly and with a lot less test money spent how well these new channels work for them. So they're using that as well. So it's just this constant growth and there's all these different ways you can use these predictions.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for sharing that story. I'll make sure I put a link to their website and for those that are looking for a weighted blanket. Yeah, I just fantastic. Actually went there. I see they're in Canada too. So it's cool. So those are Canadian people that are listening, you know, they obviously have some fulfillment direct from within Canada and US and then around the world. So it's excellent. And so we are nearing the end of the show for today, but I just would love to understand the future. I mean, you've kind of dabbled a few things about a few alphas that are happening and how we're expanding out into other different social channels and available through search and thinking about, you know, partner alignment too with your predictive tool through SMS and email and personalization. I mean, there seems to be like a lot of things where you can impact Shopify's brand based on their existing tech stack. And so I think that's quite interesting, but just would love to understand, you know, what your North Star is for 22 and beyond. I like to be warm and fuzzy saying, hey, you do this great today, but where are we headed in the future? If a brand makes the investment to saying, yes, I see value, I want to lower my CPA, I want to improve my ROAS, I want to acquire more net new customers at the same price that maybe I was privately or separately in Facebook Ads Manager, I want your tool to help me. So they say yes, they want to get going on that. But then where's the future? Like, I just would love to understand about how you're going to continue to iterate on the platform and just continue to help brands to grow and scale.
Of course. And, you know, we touched on some of these things, but again, you know, the way to get started, the low-hanging fruit, how we can immediately, literally, you know, help you change your P&L is get these predictions flowing into the places where you acquire the most traffic. That's usually Facebook, Instagram. But I think it's, you know, again, just coming back to the, if you could know in advance that some of your users convert at 50% and some at 0.5%, what would you want to do differently? We're just sort of working down that list of things that merchants want to do differently based on how sort of valuable they are to them. Paid marketing is one of those things where, you know, it's a significant chunk of many merchants' P&L. And so we want to help them solve that, you know, first in Facebook, then in search. And then I started talking about this. So many, because Facebook has been so impacted by iOS, we see that a lot of brands want to branch out into new channels like TikTok or Pinterest or Snap. And the problem is that these experiments can be slow and expensive, meaning by the time a marketer understands the ROI from a new campaign or a new channel, you may have to have spent a lot of ad budget, much of which was suboptimal, just to know can I attract, people who will buy from this new channel? And at Black Crow, because we're scoring 100% of your visitors, we're sort of predicting their value from the moment they arrive at your site, we can tell you, say you launch a new campaign in TikTok, we can tell you what percent of the users coming from that new channel, coming from that new campaign, have a high future value, which ones are promising. And so that's almost this early warning read you have. It could be good news or bad news, but we can tell you before you spend too much money, what is the value of the users coming from this new channel, from this new campaign? And so you have that knowledge literally instantly. And then you can start allocating and reallocating budgets across different channels based on this. And because this is an alpha, by the way, if people were a subscription product, if they subscribe to the sort of feed of predictions, you get this new sort of promising user analysis for free. We're not charging for it at this point.
I see. This is really cool, though. So they can dip their toes in the pool, so to speak, with, the Facebook and Instagram side and prove the value and show the fact that, these, especially these high and medium, it almost makes sense at the beginning from a remarketing perspective to create all three campaigns and run them and see the experiment as it fleshes out to see, cost per acquisition and what the ROAS is based on what you were already spending on remarketing. But then maybe right away you segment out that campaign. Let's call it Black Crow Remarketing High, I think is one of the cohorts that are available. Imagine using that and exporting that out or having it available in TikTok or Snapchat or Pinterest and then using just that cohort as your advertising test in the other network. Is that what you're implying? It might be the best practice?
Yes, that's one practice. And then the other would be just start retargeting whatever your optimal campaign structure is. We would recommend, exactly as you said, using high, medium, low. But just when you start advertising in TikTok, as traffic starts coming in from TikTok to your brand, we're scoring it immediately. So, within the first 1,000 clicks that you get in TikTok, you can now see in real time as these people are arriving, are these high future value people arriving from TikTok or are they low? And what is the relative size of these different groups arriving? And then you can get a real sense, if all of a sudden 100% of the users coming in are low value users, okay, there might be a problem with this channel or this campaign you're running. Don't spend too much money on it. Pause, figure out what's going on. Or if they're all high, then you can start doubling down and really start scaling it up.
Right. Yeah, this is exciting. I love this. So how can people learn more about Black Crow? Where do you want to send the traffic today?
Sure. So you can go right to our website, blackcrow.ai, and schedule a demo. And there sort of will walk you through how all this works. I know it's a bit abstract when you're not looking at the data outputs or how this looks in Facebook Ad Manager, but someone from our team will walk you through it all. And then one thing to emphasize is, we have a 30-day free trial so you can use our predictions in your marketing for 30 days, no risk, no cost. And we have a team, and there's no charge for this either. We have a team that will guide you through every step of the way, how to get it set up, how to make sure that the campaigns are working, and how to make sure that you're seeing those same kind of lifts, the 25% lower CPA, 33% more scale. And so you can come right to blackcrow.ai and book a demo. We are in the App Store. We're a private app, but if you go to the apps.shopify.com/Black Crow, you will see us there. But we really urge you, come get a demo before you install it so we can make sure that you get all the value out of it.
And that's what I did too. I mean, when I first learned about Black Crow, I definitely had a demo and really just got under the hood to kind of see exactly what you're doing. And that's the reason why I had you as soon as possible to have you on the show, because I believe you're offering something very impactful and there's nothing better than, being a first mover advantage. So those listening today, highly recommend you have a look at what blackcrow.ai is doing right now. It's pretty exciting and the case studies are there to prove its value. And I know that we did speak before recording today. I understand that you would like to share an offer. I know there's a 30-day free trial that's available, but I understand that maybe you'd like to offer something a little bit special, extra special for this community.
We would. Yeah, you know, we're all big fans of your podcast, Steve, and we want to do something special for community. You know, as we said, try this out for 30 days. We'll guide you through it. We'll help you make sure it works because we don't get paid if it doesn't. It's an annual subscription after that 30-day free trial. And so for your listeners, for the first 25 listeners who book a demo, we'll get them 10% off their first year subscription to Black Crow. And you can claim that at, I think you're going to have a link up on your site as well, right?
Yeah, I'll throw it up in the show notes, ecommercefastlane.com/Black Crow. That's going to redirect to your landing page. So we'll have that offer, 30-day free trial, how to book a demo. They'll have details about how you can get that 10% off after you run your 30-day trial, and you can see the value of how much more efficient you can be with your first-party data and your machine learning. I think it's going to be pretty exciting that's available. And thank you for offering that. I really, really, really appreciate that. And, you know, as you probably know this, but, you know, Shopify's mission really is to make commerce better for everyone. And, you know, really, I'd even argue that maybe we're trying to build a path that leads to more entrepreneurs and more independent retail. And it's very clear. I mean, this is a long episode today, and I really appreciate those that have taken the time to listen through to the end, because I think this is a really important strategy that is on everybody's mind. As you said, it's probably the number one line item in your P&L, and super important to find the most efficient ways of reducing that or getting better return on ad spend. And so I really appreciate you coming on the show. It seems very clear to me that you're in tight alignment with really wanting to help brands and, you know, efficiency improving and revenue growth. And I really want to thank you for taking time on a Saturday, I might add, to come on the show. I just really appreciate your vision and just giving back to the Shopify ecosystem.
Listen, thank you so much for having me. You're absolutely right. We want these stores to grow and grow profitably. And that's why we're here. So thank you so much for the work you do. And it was a real pleasure being with you this morning.
All right, Richard, have yourself a great afternoon.
Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Fast Simon, a leader in AI-powered shopping optimization. Its revolutionary platform uniquely integrates shopper, behavioral, and store signals for an e-commerce search, strategic merchandising, and optimized shopping experiences that dramatically increase conversions and average order value. Engage your customers, boost your e-commerce sales, and uplift your average order value with advanced search and merchandising functionalities. And as I mentioned, right now, Fast Simon is offering a 14-day free trial for all my listeners. This also includes a special bonus of 30% off for the first 3 months. So go check out their website, fastsimon.com. And to take advantage of these offers, my listener-only bonus and free trials, head on over to ecommercefastlane.com/Fast Simon. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of Ecommerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.